Okay, well, good evening. This is a story for William. And William, I know it's a question you've had more than once, is when I talked about Strong Bones, remember he met a couple of bears and he named them Growler and Snuffy, or Growly and Snuffy, or he mixed his names up all the time, but they were both doing that, growling and snuffling. And I told you he talked to them. Well, have you ever wondered how he learned to talk in bear? Now, I mean, bear is his own specific language, and it takes certain vocal cords to speak in it. So Strong Bones is quite amazing. But here's how it happened, if you'd like to hear the story. So one day, Strong Bones decided he was going to go camping for a couple of days. He put his fishing pole in his backpack. He took a little tent. He took his sleeping bag, took a little pillow because he wanted to be comfy, and he took his hiking clothes, put on his favorite hat, and he strode off. He had decided he'd go way up into the eastern mountains. He was heading east, and he'd walk into the sunrise, and then he'd get to his favorite camping spot, which was high up in the mountains, and he'd overlooking a distant river down below, and it was flat, and it was kind of clear. And he could see all around him for miles and miles and miles for the whole mountain range. And he thought that was really cool. So he decided he'd go up there and camp there, and then he could climb down to a little lake and do some fishing. And this is how he liked to live. So he took off. He walked and he walked. He walked. It was sunny. It was bright. He was whistling. He was happy. He was having a great time. All the birds in the sky were singing overhead. The owls were hooting. Hoot! Everybody was watching Strong Bones go by. You know why? Because all the animals knew Strong Bones. I'm not sure Strong Bones was quite aware of this, but they knew Strong Bones, and they watched him, and they talk. Oh, there goes Strong Bones. Oh, I wonder where he's going. I wonder who he'll rescue today, because he was quite the hero among the animal kind. So anyway, he walked and walked and hiked, up mountain, down trails. He'd go down and switch backs, circle, curve, circle, 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 and then go down to the stream, cross it, take a drink of stream, glacier fresh water, and then climb back up. Finally, he got to his camping ground. It was beautiful. It was a big view to the east. He could look at all the mountains going on east. If you look back west, you could see the top of Mount Shuksan sticking out above some clouds. It was a beautiful spot. The sun was just going down. So he set up his tent, he rolled out his sleeping bag, put his little pillow in, he made a little fire for himself, and he sat there cooking some food. He had brought some beans in a can, so he just cooked the can and ate the beans. He was happy with so little. And he looked out across the mountains at the sunset, and he thought, this is absolutely gorgeous. This is so great. Oh, and a gust of wind came up. Wow, that gust of wind kicked up the fire, kicked up the coals, and it knocked off his hat. His favorite hat. And there his hat went sailing away. Strong Bones said, wait, hey, you, come back here. And he jumped up and he started running after his hat. Hat got picked up again, bounced in the air, picked up again, bounced in the air, picked up again, and bounced into a tree. Strong Bones said, well, at least I can climb trees. So he climbed up that old hemlock, and he climbed and climbed, and he got out to the branch where his hat was. And he said, okay, good old hat, you're coming with me. And as he leaned out on the branch, he was paying so much attention to grabbing his hat at the very end that he failed to notice it was a pretty thin branch. As a matter of fact, it was a branch that wouldn't hold his weight. As a matter of fact, it was a branch that was breaking, and it did. It broke and snapped, and down went Strong Bones and landed on another branch. And did that branch say, thank you very much? No, it snapped again. And he fell down again. And he fell down on a couple branches. And then he was over the edge of the cliff. And he went, oh, and fell about 15 feet. And landed in a couple of Douglas fir that were scraggly on the side of the cliff. And had grown out of a tiny little ledge that was there. And they'd grown up and they were going to seek the sunlight and be their own trees. And he landed right at the base of them with a woof. Knocked his breath out. He could barely breathe. He had kept hanging onto his hat. He couldn't breathe, couldn't see, couldn't. Oh, where am I? He looked up, and in the last fading end of the light, he could see the light of the sun going down in the mountains in the east, and he could see the long shadows stretching across, and he looked up, and there was straight up cliff. 15, 16 feet, he thought. 20 feet. Well, I can't jump that. I can't climb that. It just looked like he couldn't get up. He realized there's nothing he could do because the sun was going down. It was getting dark. He wasn't about to start moving around on the side of a mountain. So he sat down uncomfortably among the roots of the Douglas fir, and he settled himself in. And when it got cold, he shivered all night, and he tried to sleep. And he was like, oh, but it was so cold, and he shivered. He said, oh, no. But he finally fell asleep. The night went by. The sun came up again. The sun came up over the mountains and shone straight in his eyes, and woke up Strongmouth. Oh, where am I? What? Where's my tent? Where's my little sleepy pillow? It wasn't there. It wasn't, because all he was sleeping on was the roots of Douglas fir. And he looked around and said, oh no, oh I remember, oh, and the whole event came back to his head. He started kicking himself and telling himself what a dope he was. I should have let the hat go. Oh my God, oh. But he still had his hat. And when he calmed down, he realized he still had his mind and he could think of a way out of here. So he sat down and started looking at the situation. Up and down. How can I do this? Up and down. When he looked down, it was like, oh, 150 feet down. Oh, I don't think that's the way to go. He looked up, it was 15, you know, 20. Oh, maybe that's a better way to go. But he didn't know how to get there. He didn't know who to call. He was way out of the mountains. So he sat there and said, oh, you know what? I'll think of something. Well, he didn't think too long before two muzzles stuck themselves out over the edge of the cliff, and then two heads and two pairs of eyes, and looked down at him. Well, guess who? It was his old friends, Growling and Snuffling. He looked up, said, oh, hi guys, fancy meeting you here. Fancy meeting you here, my foot. They weren't there because they were just out for a walk. They were there because they'd heard Strongbones had gone over the edge. They didn't want to lose Strongbones. They took off as soon as it was light and came to find their buddy. They looked down at him. There's Strongbones. There's his itsy-witsy little lead jeepers. How did that? And there's a couple of Douglas fir straggling to get out. They're not too big, but they're there. And he's sitting there, and he's scratching his head, puts his hat back on. They look down. They're trying to make some sense out of him, so they ask him some basic questions, like, are you all right? Are you hurt? Is anything broken? Strongbones looked up and he said, I have no idea what you're saying, but I'm okay. I'm okay. Well, I have to say, just when Growler had said, are you okay, in bear, which I've never learned, so it's hard. He said that, and Strongbones looked up and put his thumbs up and said, I'm okay. Now, you know, neither of them knew they were talking to each other, but they were. They were, because Strongbones saw the bear's face suddenly light up like, ah, yes. And Strongbones said, I wonder if he was asking me if I was okay. And then Snuffly looked at Growler and said, okay. So I guess bears can learn English. So they looked down, came back, looked again. Came back, looked again, and then Strongbones saw a long object being pushed. A long object being pushed. A long, it was a tree trunk. What was that doing there? It was pushing out against the cliff, and all of a sudden it started to teeter and totter, and he looked up, and oh my goodness, it was aimed right at him. And so he said, ah! And it climbed up one of the scraggly little Douglas fir trees, which at least it had good roots at that point. But he climbed up out just as this pine tree sapling came thundering down the cliff and landed where he'd been sitting. Two bear heads looked out over. Well, the pine tree was there, was lodged in the roots, it was stuck up against the cliff, but Strongbones looked at that and said, but that's still, I got 6-7 feet to go. I can't climb up that spindly little thing and then climb from there. What are you thinking? Two bears looked over. One bear disappeared. Growler, where'd you go? There's Snuffly. Snuffly's looking out over the cliff. Strongbones is starting to climb down from the scraggly little Douglas fir. He's saying, what am I going to do now? I got a pine tree sitting here in the middle of this stinky little ledge. What does he know? All of a sudden, he sees the bear head disappear, and then a big, round butt come climbing over the cliff. It was Snuffly. What was he doing? He's coming down. He climbed down the cliff. He grabbed that pine tree. He clung on with his rear feet. He clung on with his one hand. He clung on with his other paw. And he climbed down that trunk and sat down next to Strongbones. Strongbones said, oh, good. Now there's two of us here. This is great. What are we going to do? Well, Snuffly was down there to make sure that Strongbones was okay. And Strongbones is trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Meanwhile, Growler took off to collect a work duty to help get Strongbones off that ledge. Well, you know, animals are smart. We don't know that. We think we're humans, and humans are everything. Gee, we're smart, they're dumb. Whoop, that is not the case. It's just we just can't think around the reality of animals being smart, but they are. So he collected some coyotes. He collected some badgers. You know what badgers are good at? They're good at digging. He collected some foxes. He collected a wolf or two. Even a big cat came slithering by. Now, bears tend to let the cats alone because the cats are cats after all, and they're bears. But the cat was, like, interested. So meanwhile, back with Strongbones, he's sitting next to Snuffly, and Snuffly's going, brrr. And Strongbones is saying, what? I thought you snuffled all the time. Well, he realized that Snuffly was talking to him. He said, oh, maybe he's trying to tell me something. Maybe he's trying to let me know something. Well, indeed, Snuffly was trying to say, hey, we got people looking out to help you. We're going to be back in a flash. Don't worry. Sit tight. We'll get you off of here. But, of course, Strongbones couldn't understand that. He didn't understand bear, so how could he do that? But Strongbones said, well, maybe I'll introduce myself. So I said, well, hello, me, Strongbones. And the bear said, and Strongbones said, yes, me, Strongbones. So the bear looked down. And the bear said, me, Strongbones. Strongbones said, what? Oh, is that your name? Oh, the bear just told Strongbones his name, which was something like, but now that's hard for humans after all. So Strongbones said, can I call you Snuffly? The bear looked down. Well, Strongbones thought, well, that sounds like a yes. Good. Now, what do you want to call me? And the bear looked at Strongbones, and Strongbones thought, I think he knew what I'm saying. And the bear said, Strongbones. Strongbones said, that's right, Strongbones. Strongbones. Oh, yeah, you're getting close. So they started like that. The sun came up, the birds flew by, the owls went whoo. And Strongbones and Snuffly started to talk. Well, it was one-sided to start, but then it got to be two-sided. And then Strongbones started telling Snuffly where he lived and Apple Knoll and what it was like and where they fished. And the bear started telling Strongbones where he really liked the huckleberries, but there the snowberries were better over there and the blueberries up there. And by the way, he knew where to catch the best salmon if you want to catch salmon. They started talking like that. Well, after a while, they were better than buddies. They were good old boy friends. Because they discovered they both liked the same things. Being outside, discovering things, fishing, just having a great time, and being smart. Because bears are smart. Well, they were talking so much. The Strongbones didn't notice that there was this noise going on behind him. He didn't hear it because he was so busy listening to and that's bear, of course. And he didn't hear the scribbling. And the scratching, and the scrajuling, and the burrowing, because here's what was happening above. Growler had said, "Brow, brow, brow, brow." Well, that basically said, "Start a hole right here." Well, you know, bears can dig holes. He started digging. And then the badgers came along and said, "What do you know about digging? We'll dig." And they started digging. And then some mice came along and said, "Oh, we're pretty good at taking out roots." And they started working with them. And then a couple of foxes came by and said, "Psh, psh, we can dig better than you can." And they started. Pretty soon you had a whole batch of animals. And they started digging a hole. Now you say to yourself, this is a mountain. How could they be digging through a mountain? It's rock. Well, yes and no. Where Strongbones loved to camp was actually on a glacial till. Now, a glacial till is where a glacier has sat for a long, long time and then melted. And all of the rocks that were on top of the glacier dropped to the bottom of the ground. So what might be a hill or might be flat becomes a hilly because all the rocks in there. And then dirt piles up and trees, and pretty soon you wouldn't know it. But it was. And it wasn't solid. It was full of dirt. There were a lot of dirt, a lot of stones, a lot of rock. You had to be careful, but you had to be smart. So the animals were digging. They were digging straight down. Well, no, they were digging straight down and curved towards the cliff face. They curved towards it, kept curving and curving and kept digging. And the badgers would say, "Oh, this is great, this is great." And the wolves would lie to call down and say, "It's a human. He'll never fit there. Make it bigger." So they start making it bigger. They made it bigger, made it bigger. Meanwhile, Strongbones, Snuffly, are having a great conversation. Strongbones is telling him about Cute Bones and Persimmon and his cousin Weak Knees and all the silly adventures they go in. And Snuffles is talking about trolls and how to avoid where they live and don't go near them because they are bad boys. And they are having a great time. And all of a sudden, there was a... Well, that was the side of the cliff opening up. Strongbones jumped. Snuffles jumped. Ooh. Strongbones looked back. And there was a face. By golly, it was a coyote. Ooh! Boy, was he happy. He looked at Strongbones and started digging some more. And all of a sudden, this big hole opened up, and there he was. He turned around. It was kind of hard because it was kind of tight, but he did. He turned around, his coyote, and he scrambled up. Snuffles looked at him, said, Strongbones said, "Huh?" Strongbones said, "He must be telling me that I should climb into the hole. I don't know about this." The bear was having none of this. And he took one of his paws and he put it on Strongbones' butt and he pushed him right into the hole. Strongbones said, "Whoa," and he started pulling himself up. Well, it didn't have to work as hard as he thought because behind him was this big furry head that was pushing his butt, pushing him up, because the bear was climbing through behind him. And he pushed him and pushed him. Strongbones was scrabbling and scrabbling. He went up to a tight place. "Oh, I don't think I can make him." And pushed through and he was up. And all of a sudden his hands were like in the air and his head popped up and he was at the top of the meadow. And you know what? There were all these animals lying, sitting around in a circle. It was really weird because there were foxes, there were coyotes, there were wolves, okay? There was that big cat just lying there watching things. But there were also badgers and rabbits and muskrats. There was a wolverine stuck in the woods who was watching things, right? All these animals, you'd think, I don't think they'd want to be out to be eaten. Up in the trees were owls and hawks and a falcon or two, and there was a big eagle above. And he popped his head out. He said, "Yippee!" And all the animals started hooraying. But they hooraed the way they talk. It's all, and it was a clamor. It was amazing. It was noisy. And he climbed out. Out popped Snuffly out of the hole, gave himself a big shake, and put all that dirt off him and all over Strongbones, by the way. He walked around and sat down and looked back. Strongbones said, "Gee, thanks. Oh, wow, here I am. You guys did it. Oh, my goodness." And all the animals just looked at him, and they were thinking to themselves, "We are so glad you are back." And that's the end of the story of how Strongbones learned bear. Because after that, he practiced, and he practiced. And that's how you learn a language. You practice it. You learn some words, you practice them. You have to hear them, you have to read them, right? But he practiced. Well, it's hard to read bear. It's not written. He practiced. He learned to speak bear. And you know what? He learned to speak some other animal languages because he realized animals are just as smart as humans. They just don't talk human. So humans have to talk in their tongue. So that's the end of the story. Sweet William, I hope you have a great sleep, and I'll tell you another story at another time. Love you, William.